Welcome back to Basketball Colorado as we check out the second round of the 4A Boys State Basketball Tournament. And we look at the Mark Randall region, starting with Lewis Palmer and Sierra. Darian Reed is the do-it-all senior for the Stallions, and Joel Scott, Noah Baca, Ethan Forrester are the juniors for the Rangers. These two teams are no strangers to each other, as Sierra and Lewis Palmer have a long-standing tradition of meeting each other in the playoffs. The difference maker in this game today could very well be junior Matthew Ragsdale, who has become a sharpshooter of sorts for Lewis Palmer and doesn't get exactly all the credit he deserves for the success of the Rangers this season. Meanwhile, what Sierra will have to do is play tough, hard-nosed defense and not allow Ragsdale open looks and keep Joel Scott off the boards. If they can do that and Reed can get to the basket and create for his teammates, the Stallions have a good shot of winning. If they don't, then the Rangers should move on to the second round. In what could be the best game of the day in 4A, Holy Family travels to Palmer Ridge. Holy Family is led by juniors Tanner Barrett and Kyle Helbig. Meanwhile, Nick Boldich and Zach Hester are Palmer Ridge's main players. Now, what does this game come down to? It comes down to Palmer Ridge being able to keep Baird and Helbig under control. If they can keep them under control, meaning Helbig's not on the boards and getting to the basket and Baird is forced to shoot from beyond the three-point line, then the Bears stand a good chance. If they can't keep those two off and keep them uncomfortable, then the Tigers, who have always done well in the playoffs, have a very good chance of pulling off the road victory. The Silver Creek Raptors welcome in Erie at 7 o'clock tonight. These two met each other earlier in the season, with the Raptors taking a 7-point victory. The Raptors are led by do-it-all, he can do everything, you name it, he does it. Trent Dykema, the senior who has signed to go to Mines, leads the team in almost every statistical category and is one of the tougher players in the 4A class. Jeffrey Farinu leads the Tigers of Erie in almost every category, much like Dykema does. This game comes down to this other players, though. Players like Christian Warner and Jaden Lucero. Can they make enough plays to keep their stud players open and the other team's defense honest? Whoever limits the turnovers, makes their layups, wins this game. In the final game of the night in the region, Skyview travels to Widefield. Davion Butler leads the Wolverines, and Trey Pierre leads the Gladiators. Pierre is one of the top players in 4A, averaging over almost 20 points a game and nearly 10 rebounds a game. As long as the Gladiators come out and are focused and take care of their business against the Wolverines, they will be Sweet 16 bound. Thank you for joining us here for the review of the Mark Randall region and round two of the Boys State basketball playoffs. Have a good day.